This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 9:08 on a beautiful Thursday morning. Have a great Thursday, you people, you wonderful mothers and fathers out there.
Wait, it's not Friday?
Not yet. Oh. Soon. Really close. It's Friday Eve. I can smell it. Fresh as a daisy.
Have a great
Thursday,
you mother.
Yep.
Thanks,
she
Maria.
She loves moms and dads. It's weird. All right, what do the people have to say, Vincent?
You're a little gnarly, Maria. You might want to relax a little.
You like it. Oh, yes, relax.
Sheesh. Yeah, our text number is 800-400-3697. That's how you can get in touch with us and give us your comments, whatever they may be.
Mm-hmm.
Preferably nice compliments of sorts for me in particular. I mean, if I'm asking.
If you've got to read them, you know, might as well look at some good stuff. It's got to hurt sometimes to see some nasty thing somebody wrote.
You know, it hurts more when I see stuff about you than it does about me.
Don't worry. I don't see him, so don't worry about me.
No, you're right. You don't.
I'm not worried about those at all.
Yeah, you're right. I know. Anyway, the text number, 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Sarah, check out All Things Great and Small on PBS Masterpiece.
Yeah, I've seen
remake
it.
Of the old BBC show and books.
Oh, on BBC Masterpiece, it's a remake? Because I watched that back in the day. It was so good when I was a kid.
Yeah, so they got something new.
Read all those books and watched all those shows. So good.
Oh, they may have turned you on to something you're going to love.
I'll have to check it out.
Night shift, that's me. The only reason I get to enjoy listening to you guys is I commute from the East Bay to San Francisco. I've never been a morning person. If sleepy, I snack, especially fruit always works.
Oh.
I flip back to day shift for my 3-day weekends. I love it. Low stress.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that flipping back and forth is the death.
It's
the almost
worst.
Better to just stay up all night all the time than it is to flip-flop around. But that's also lonely because it's hard to get people to come hang with you at 2 in the morning.
Yep. It is. It's weird how no one wants to hang at Wednesday at 2 a.m.
Right.
Why not? What are you doing? Well, I was sleeping, so... I'll talk to you later.
It's so terrible.
Stop waking me up in the middle of the night. I'm going to turn my phone off. Stop waking me up.
Radio.com app, instead of saying user error, tell listeners to report the issue to the app. That's how it will get fixed.
What?
You just did.
Are you saying there's something wrong with it?
Yeah, I'll let that person
there isn't.
Say what they're
it's perfect.
Saying. It's perfect. 415 says the burn guy had 140 doctors working on him.
Wow. I wonder what the bill is, you know?
Like, I bet that this I mean, I'm sure there's bills and insurance, but I also bet these doctors are doing it to forward that type of thing.
Yes.
And it's less about payment.
Right. So maybe he doesn't have to pay the whole bill, but I wonder, like, are we talking... He's getting $50 million worth of surgeries.
That's what it sounds like.
You know, that many doctors, each one of them is very expensive.
Let's see here. 530. Where is that?
I think it's Tahoe.
Is 530 is Tahoe. I was going to guess Fresno.
Oh, well, maybe it's Fresno too. Maybe blankets the area.
No, Nicole, not everyone is terrified of freaking COVID, especially in the age group that is least affected, like the vast majority of people. You guys riding the mega fear train, man, it's getting old.
Yeah, well, I also have somebody who fought cancer at home. So.
Yeah, she's got someone who just finished chemo during all of this.
Yeah, so I can be she's fearful got another, all I want.
Yeah.
care about the people who are,
just, you know what, people, worry about yourself, all right?
Don't
just
take the bait.
Have your own thing.
Mm-hmm. That person's opinion is now heard, and we move on. I'm so horny.
That's the way to move on.
I'm so horny, I feel like I'm in heat. 50 and perimenopausal. Perimenopausal? P-E-R-I.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, I haven't reached that yet, so I don't know what that means.
Oh, good for you.
Good one. Where's your drum hit,
I didn't
Bryn?
Mean that as a burn.
I don't think that was a drum hit. No. I think she was actually giving a legit burn.
No.
I'm actually on fire over here. It's crazy.
No, you're not. You have a hood and a sweater and a blanket.
Yeah, I'm sweating my ass off. I'm having a hot flash right now. I'm not, actually. I'm all of a sudden, my hot flash has stopped. What does that mean?
It means you're better.
So I'm past it. So I'm postmenopausal. Fantastic. Now I can look forward to hair growing out of weird places.
Is that what happens?
I don't know. Isn't that what happens? I don't know. You hear all kinds of horror stories.
Do you have hairy nipples?
Not really. Okay. I mean, I will say early on, there were, but I would pluck. There were like three of them. I'd pluck. Well, listen, you pluck stuff enough, it stops growing. It goes, all right, I give. I stop growing back.
I feel like women are more able to like handle pain like that than men.
No, I cried every time.
Yeah, she's not.
But
brave.
I also wasn't gonna have. I wasn't gonna shave it because I didn't want stubble on my nipples. But I had like a couple dark hairs. So I'm like, well, those gotta go.
Yeah, Sarah doesn't. As for the many things that I love her for and about, her pain threshold is not one of them.
It's zero. Mm-hmm. It is zero.
So
people go around punching people in the arm?
Yeah.
Well, it hurts. Listen, that's why no one believed me about the air shocks. They're like,
I believe you with that because I'm dealing
with that. Yeah, you believe it now because you felt it, but you didn't feel it before.
Oh.
Believe it.
Triggered.
Liar.
Why do you guys call Tom Brady the GOAT?
I don't know why.
It's his Nobody Super Bowl knows. Wins. He's got the most of them, and he's also continuing to play in his mid-40s, it looks like. I mean, at 43, he's still, he's in the Super Bowl.
Well, listen, you know what's important to know about male goats? They stink.
What?
They smell so bad. You can't believe how bad a male goat smells.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, now you know.
I'm going to guess.
He stinks. That guy stinks.
That Tom Brady smells like Chanel number 5.
Indubitable.
He smells like victory.
Undubitable.
He smells like a goat.
Five.
Yeah, that guy. That Undubitable.
Guy. I don't even know what word that is.
I don't either, but he says it. You watch. Bryn's going to find it and he's play it, and then I'm going to be vindicated.
Yeah, okay. let's write that one down. Undubitable? Is that?
Undubitable.
Do you guys
know why they don't have the game on Saturdays? It seems like it would make Mondays much easier. It's because it's Super Bowl Sunday, duh.
Yeah, Super Bowl Sunday. There is no reason. But they do have a whole weekend of festivities, and if they had the game on Saturday, then they couldn't make all the money they want to on Sunday. They just, that's why they do it. I think that's my theory because they have that big concert and stuff the night before and the honors show and all kinds of crap.
Right. Well, are you going to play Undubitable or not?
The closest thing I have to it is this.
Inevitable.
But, that one. Yes. Yeah.
So close. And yet so far. Indubitable.
All right. I wasn't close. I was trying. Working
on monosyllables.
A hazy, memorable
Inevitable.
Memory of him doing his thing. All right.
I think it's possible the texter doesn't know that GOAT is an acronym. I think that's quite the possibility.
Oh, greatest of all time. Mm-hmm. It's GOAT, they greatest think we're actually of calling all time.
Him some sort of
goat
animal.
Stink.
Let's see. 617 makes a point.
Oh, that's Boston.
It's good that Wes Borland spoke out against Manson, but just wondering if it would have been more beneficial to say something when it was happening. I'll just leave that there. Kanye, 2021 Imelda.
Yeah.
All sneakers. If you don't know, Imelda Marcos, former queen of the, was it the Philippines?
No, she was the Argentina. No. Where was she?
No. I thought it was the Philippines.
Maybe it was.
Imelda Marcos. Look that up, somebody.
Yeah. She was 3,000 pairs of shoes.
Philippines.
Or something. Ah, nice pull then. Who am I thinking
Five
of?
$5.
I'm thinking of the chick that.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
What's that? That's that name, lady's name.
I don't know.
Well,
I
we know because Madonna played her.
I was going to say, isn't that Madonna? yeah,
but Madonna did the movie, right?
There's people played, screaming it right now.
They play, she
you
played the
dummies, it's Evita.
Evita. Yeah, there it is.
Yes. Okay, 707 says, Vinny, you are right. I was in an abusive relationship when I was 22, and we met when he was almost 30. My therapist told me abusers gravitate towards young women because they don't have as developed of an emotional brain as older women. I quickly realized that he only ever dates girls that are very
groomable,
very young. The girl after me was 19.
And that's what Evan Rachel Wood was saying. She said that he groomed her for years to sort of brainwash her into being okay with the things that he wanted to do.
510 says, Vinny's absolutely right. This is what men either don't understand or use in a manipulative way that young women generally do not question or challenge an older man, particularly when it comes to intimacy. Which is, I assume, why men go that route.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they're less likely to say, I don't like that, and I'm not doing that.
Right.
No.
Less likely to stand up for themselves early on in their relationship career.
Hmm. 415 says, it's not about age that you don't know what you're looking for until you're looking at it, and by then, sometimes it's too late. What?
I don't know. No, I don't know.
No one knows.
I don't understand it.
No one knows.
No one knows.
WandaVision is the name of an extremely creative TV series on Disney Plus. If you don't like any Marvel movies, then you might not like it. But if you enjoy Marvel, it is so original. Highly recommend.
Yeah, that's the thing. It looks interesting to me, but I'm afraid that it'll just be another Marvel. Like I just don't care about Marvel movies, really. Mm.
You didn't like the Avengers, huh?
Yeah, it's like, what's happening? There's too many. They're all coming at me.
I liked it a lot.
804 says, as your favorite insurance professional listener, I'm curious as to who's insuring that and if they know that it's been implanted on his body. I actually don't believe that it's insured. I think you say that because you don't want... We are all very aware of you say something and then the comments start rolling in and you go, oh, I didn't realize how I didn't
that
know.
That would go over, right.
You know, yeah, you don't. So you find out after you've spoken. I bet he knew he would get some crap if he didn't say it's insured or didn't, because it does sound stupid to put a $24 million diamond in your forehead.
Well,
and
it
I'm
sounds
not talking
stupid
about,
no matter
like,
how much it costs. It's stupid to put a diamond in your head. I'm just going to stop you there. But yeah, that's, I mean, right. Who insured that? Like, is there some Hollywood idiot insurance company? Like, is that a thing? Because I would be like,
says,
you can't go anywhere. You can't wear a hat. You can't see people. These are all the conditions of us insuring your stupid diamond face.
Right.
Well, it says he's worth $16 million, too.
$16
so
million?
I don't understand why or how he'd have that diamond.
He said he saved up for 4 years. Because now he's worth 16 plus $24 million, which I think is $40 million. And he, like, that is...
A fake diamond.
It's a fake diamond. That's fake.
Probably. You're probably right. So this guy put a diamond in his head. Is he trying to get murdered or ripped out of his face? People have robbed for far less.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No doubt. No doubt.
Yep.
There was a story in the city. It was a couple weeks back, and I didn't do it because it's just violence and sickening.
Right.
These people watch this lady go out of her house with her little, what is it? What kind of dog is it? It's a...
Bison Frise.
French bulldog.
Okay.
And she's walking her little French bulldog puppy, and these people followed her, punched her in the face, and stole her dog. These dogs are valuable. That sometimes they cost as much as $5,000, depending on, you know, what you got and where you got it. And I don't know if that one was a highly valued or highly priced dog, but
must have been, right?
They stole it. And she's in the photo. She's got two black eyes. And you're just thinking, you punched a girl and stole her dog. Who does that?
A loser.
So, yes, people will steal far less than a $24 million diamond is my point.
Well, he's going to have to up his security, I guess. That should cost him some money. $16 million. And a stupid fake $24 million allegedly
dummy
11-carat diamond stuck in his forehead. We're talking about little Uzi Vert, by the way. And did we put anything up on the Serengeti Facebook page? Like, we should put a picture of that. Put that, you know.
I don't know. It's just.
Or not. Okay, or don't. I don't care. It's fine. You know. The guy loves pink diamonds. He's got them everywhere. Dumb. He's like studded with them. His ears, his fingers, now his
408
forehead.
Says, I love Vinny's Sandy accent.
Oh, Vincent, is that one of your friends?
Oh, my God.
It's so good. You know, can you isolate
says,
just him saying that so that whenever he tells a story about a friend, we can have his mom chime in and ask if it's one of his friends? I'm going to need that.
Can you not do that right in front of me? Can you guys plot against me behind my back, please?
We want you to be forewarned so you know what's going to happen.
When I was a little girl, my mom took me to the library, and in the parking lot, a woman said she was out of gas and was late to pick up her kids from daycare. My mom was so worried for the kids, she gave her a 20. When we went back 2 days later to return the books, the woman was there doing the same thing. My mom was so angry and called the woman out loudly in front of many other people. That lady, she's not for real. So funny. So funny. Getting scammed sucks, man.
Yeah.
Not even Drake had the top five songs in the chart at the same time. Wow, the Beatles. Drake. Oh, wow, Beatles rule. Drake drools. Okay, okay.
All right, haters.
Kiki, do you love me? That wasn't your invention. That was when you played the Beatles, because they were the ones who actually had five songs in the top five.
I know,
you play a Beatles
said,
song.
But he said Drake, so I played Drake, that's all. I mentioned Drake. I know when that hotline bling.
I'm not hanging out with you later today.
Oh my God, I'm dying laughing at Vincent's mom.
Vincent?
My mom's probably at home right now talking to her dog. That boy.
She listens. Hello, Sandy.
Yeah, she does. Let's see here. Your right to the First Amendment to stay open in protest and defy health orders does not protect you from consequences of exercising this right. A lot of people wrote in about that gym that has stayed open and racked up $550,000 in fines, and they continue to stay open despite these. And those kind of fines would put anybody out of business, right?
Uh-huh. It seems like it.
This is from my friend at the Sentinel here in Santa Cruz. There's a prominent Scotts Valley restaurant currently saying, screw it. Come on in. Totally open for indoor dining.
Oh.
I don't know it, though.
They
are banking on the hope that the Supreme Court will strike these health violations as unconstitutional. Yeah, I have to believe anybody who's stayed open and is continuing to rack up fines despite the number as it grows, they must believe they're going to be forgiven.
Right, vindicated someday.
Told you it wasn't right.
Ay, ay, ay. Oh, here you go. Vinny, you would be stunned at all the restaurants in Modesto that have low-key kept their restaurants open indoors through the past few months.
Well, maybe we wouldn't be stunned if we saw the amount of people who were infected with COVID in that area.
I am really out of time, but people also wrote in about the Facebook Live thing you did earlier, Bryn, and they liked it, so
great.
That's good.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, and what is this Lethal Force show? Where is that?
It's called Lethal White, and it's on, I think it's on HBO. It's the, J.K. Rowling wrote a series of mystery novels under the pen name Robert Galbraith, and it's C.B. Strike is the name of the show. And that's the main character.
HBO Max.
Oh, HBO Max. Cormoran Strike is the guy.
510 says, why can't you guys say Ship's Creek? It's a name. No, we're afraid that we will void a contract and find ourselves fired. That's what we're truly afraid of.
I just don't. Honestly, it's really. I've slipped and sworn on the air by accident, but I'm not going to do it on purpose. And I just feel like, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you? Right. Schmitz Creek.
Right. You know. And we know. And we don't want no trouble.
I don't want any trouble. If I'm going to get in trouble, I want it to be over something that matters.
Right.
And
not only do I like doing my job and want to continue to do it, but I want every penny of my deal. Every penny.
All of them.
All of the pennies from that.
We're not the only ones who like pennies on this show.
Right.
Nicole.
Christina is not OCD. She just has a thing for feng choi, which is an Asian way of having your house welcoming and symmetrical.
As opposed to feng shui? Feng shui?
Feng shui.
Feng shui.
I don't know.
Feng choi.
I'm just reading them. And I'm out of time. So thank you very much for having sent in your texts. And we'll be back to say goodbye after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, what are we doing?
We're going to say goodbye. Is that okay? We can stay.
Is it time?
You want to stay for a while? Yeah, we're on.
I don't know if we're on or not. I never know. I can't tell. I don't have my on-air light.
We don't have that anymore. I don't even have
my homemade on-air light. I just realized one of the victims of my new wood wall here is that I lost my on-air light.
Oh,
my homemade one, I mean.
It was a drawing of an on-air light. Mm-hmm. So you just assumed you were always on the air, and now you never know. I don't know. Anyway, it's
Alice.
We had a fun show today. I loved the Facebook Live that we did, so we'll try to do more of those. Mm-hmm. I noticed that there was a notification you could click to get a notification if we went live. Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
So a lot of people are saying that they
people can do that.
Yeah, exactly.
But several thousand people have watched the Facebook Live, which, you know, I feel like they should have been listening to our show. But it's nice that they listened. That's good. Yeah. And went back and checked it out. Now I'm completely full. Forget it. I can't even look at this now. Anyway, you guys, it's going to be a beautiful day. It's a bike riding day.
Our friend V is waiting, standing by to take over the Alice airwaves. Stay on. We're on up all day here at Alice. After V comes Jane.
Oh, Janie.
And then I don't know what happens, but it's still on. The station's on. I think it's Mr. Robot at night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. His name is Wide Orbit.
Right.
That's his name.
Robin, I think.
I'm sure my boss was like, you were doing fine. Why didn't you just stop? Why do you have
hard.
To go to that?
It's hard to stop. It's hard to stop. And yet we must. We'll see you tomorrow morning on Friday. Catch you then.
Bye.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.